The Hopkins County Chamber of Commerce banquet is coming up in February, and there's still time to nominate someone for one of the many awards given during the banquet. I talked with Chamber President Meredith Cadell Thursday morning.
We have so many awards that are handed out at the banquet in February, from Educator of the Year, Large and Small Business of the Year, Caregiver, Man of the Year, Citizen of the Year, Woman of the Year. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And the deadline is December 31st. So they kind of have a short window before the Christmas holidays that they can get those in. They can call me and I can send them a form. If they want to stop by, they can get one. Or if they just want to fill out, just write a letter of recommendation and make sure they include their name and phone number. So if we have questions or whatever, they can call us. But it's such a great opportunity, especially any of them really are a great opportunity to nominate somebody that you feel like has made a difference either in your life, in your kids' life, in your family's life, or just in the community. So I hope everybody will take advantage of it and really think about who deserves these awards and nominate them. It's a great way to recognize them.
There you go. A lot of these are chamber awards decided by the chamber board.
Mm-hmm. The Educator of the Year is decided by the Education Committee. So we take all the applications and we get together as the Education Committee and choose the one that we feel like got the best recommendations and should be chosen. And then also, the Chamber also does the Large and Small Business of the Year. So once again, I think it's over 35 employees for a large business and under 34 or less for a small business. We kind of changed that a couple of years ago because we don't have that many large businesses that have over 50 employees. And so we dropped that number down. I think if I'm correct, it's 35 or more for a large business. So and we've got such great businesses in our community. So I hope people will take the opportunity to say, hey, this business really does a lot for Sulphur Springs or Hopkins County. So they want to nominate them. So.
Mm-hmm. And Echo Publishing, they do the Citizen of the Year.
They do Citizen of the Year, and see if I can name them all. Echo Publishing does Citizen of the Year. Beta Sigma Phi does Woman of the Year. Mm-hmm. Pilot Club presents the Caregiver of the Year, and that is a caregiver that is not compensated as a caregiver. So in other words, if a daughter is taking care of a parent or a son taking care of a parent or whatever, those are the ones that get nominated for that award. The Adult Leadership Class, the alumni for the Adult Leadership Class do the Community Pride Award. Mm-hmm. What am I leaving out? The Chamber does...
Agriculture.
Oh, Agriculture is the ag workers that they choose that one. Oh.
There was an award from the Downtown Business Alliance.
Yes, they did. They do the Growth and Renewal Award. That's right. That's a fairly new award that we've not given out that often. So they do that one. And then the Chamber does Education and Large and Small Business of the Year. And I think that's it. I may be leaving one out.
There was a special award the Chamber gives from time to time that's not always given out. I guess they just decide if they want to give it out.
It is. We sometimes give a Vision Award. So if we feel like that someone in the community or some group in the community has really stepped out and had a vision and had that vision come to fruition, then we may award that. And so it's certainly something that someone can nominate either a person or an entity for. And then once again, the Chamber Board decides if we feel like that is worthy, I guess is the best word, of the Vision Award.
KSST News.